Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The loss to the Cardinals on Monday Night Football really got the Cowboys active before today's trade deadline.
And it was all about the defense. First, they traded for Bengals linebacker Logan Wilson. Then, in a blockbuster move, they traded for Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, a guy they've always coveted. Jones tells the guys at 105.3 The Fan he has a natural urgency to win because of his age.
It's very important to our future, very important right now that we come out in these next ball games that we play. We are as good as we possibly could be. That's motivational to the players. That's motivational to the fans. I know that. I've been in this game for almost 60 years. So I think that that's good for the team.
He believes with the guys they have returning from injury and the new guys coming in, they can get better on defense. Cowboys have a bye week before their next game against the Raiders in Las Vegas on Monday night. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The government shutdown continues day 35. The Secretary of Transportation, Sean Duffy, predicts chaos in the skies as early as next week.
You will see mass chaos. You will see mass flight delays. You'll see mass cancellations. And you may see us close certain parts of the airspace because we just cannot manage it because we don't have the air traffic control.
FAA slows down or even stops flights temporarily when it's short on controllers or if there is an equipment problem.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
All right, so how are things looking over here in North Texas? So far, FAA has not issued any ground delays this afternoon because of the shutdown, but there are some delays to tell you about. So far, we've had over 170 delays at a DFW airport, 43 at Love Field. And for our security wait times, you know, right now it has actually been a little bit better at Dallas Love Field because at one point we were over 30 minutes. Now it's about 12 minutes on average. That's still a little bit longer than usual, but hey, it's gotten way better. And then for DFW International, just depends on which terminal you're at. You know, we have A, B, C, D, and E. D has been the worst so far today with 15 to 20 minutes plus for getting through security. And then there are some gates that are less than 10 minutes for Terminal A and B, and also C and E. So you can get through. Clearly, if you're going to E, I would avoid E8.
Dallas County Commissioner's Court gives $1 million to North Texas Food Bank.
The donation is to provide immediate support for local families facing food insecurity in the wake of the government shutdown and lapse in funding for SNAP benefits. Dallas County Judge Clay Lewis Jenkins says the partnership with the North Texas Food Bank is one way they are ensuring Dallas County residents don't go hungry. Tricia Cunningham, president and CEO of the North Texas Food Bank, says this funding, along with others providing support, will help the food bank and their feeding network provide essential food to families facing uncertainty due to stalled SNAP benefits and missed paychecks. She says it's heartening to see local leaders come together and ensure neighbors don't go hungry. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A New York judge tosses out a Texas lawsuit over abortion drugs sent to a Dallas woman.
Texas was challenging New York's Shield Law. It protects doctors that prescribe abortion pills to patients that live in other states. A Texas judge ordered New York doctor Margaret Carpenter to pay $113,000 in a civil suit for prescribing abortion drugs to a 20-year-old Dallas woman. New York's failure to honor that could set up a Supreme Court fight. Texas Right to Life President John Sego.
District attorneys and even our attorney general can't reach the doctors because, you know, they're hiding behind their shield walls. There needs to be some accountability, so we authorized civil suits.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton unsuccessfully argued that the Constitution's full faith and credit clause urges states to regard other states' laws. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD's Chris Fox is in Austin, and he joins us right now. For, you know, you get in there, you're going to look at that. There's a tendency in elections like this, and you look at that ballot, and you get a little overwhelmed. So Chris is going to clear things up for us, I hope.
Yeah, it is. Some say propositions are boring, but these are constitutional amendments. These are huge. Some of them obviously seem to be more important than others. Water infrastructure probably would be considered one of the more boring, but we're talking about tax revenue being dedicated in excess of about $4.6 billion through 2047. And talking about a state that I'd say water infrastructure has been an issue over the past 15, 20 years, but most likely it's been an issue for the entire history of the state. Especially now with population rising. So water infrastructure is a big one. Yeah, the other one, property taxes, and that's just because it has been such a massive priority of Governor Abbott over the past three or four or five legislative sessions. In this case, they're going for raising the homestead exemption up to, I think, $145,000. Yeah, from $140,000 to $145,000. Also, DPRIT, a few years ago, they established CPRIT, which is the Cancer Research Institute of Texas. This is Dementia Prevention and Research Institute of Texas. This would be $3 billion going into that. Also, one of my favorites is Prop 15. It's referred to as the Parental Rights Amendment, and it's the constitutional amendment affirming that parents are primary decision makers for their children. And that's important, I think, because I don't know, maybe the neighbors thought they were in charge. So put the quash on that one.
This is one that could affect a lot of school districts, because now it would give parents who don't like what's going on in their schools, I suppose, the legal right to challenge the school districts.
Absolutely. But it's interesting, the wording of it, that it just kind of comes out flat, like parents are in charge of their kids. Boom, that's it. Also, voting, a constitutional amendment clarifying that voters must be citizens of the United States, which in Texas was already codified in law. In order to register, you have to be, but just to making sure it's in the Texas Constitution. So, yeah, 17 big ones. It is a long read. Also, it's the first time I think that I can recall in a long time using a pen and not a computer system to vote, to circle the oval. When you're voting on propositions.
Filling in
that's
the
right. Articles. And yeah. Then you put it in the, it's like that Scantron back in high school. Mm-hmm. Proposition 3, that seems to be kind of, I guess, controversial. And this is the denying bail thing?
Controversial in that there's an argument, and there was a debate on in the House and Senate, mostly in the House on this. We're talking about bail reform. Judges being able to just out and out deny bail to certain violent offenders, those who have been guilty of violent offenses in the past. The argument against is interesting because it's mostly along the lines of innocent until proven guilty. So now you're talking about immediately incarcerating people who may not be guilty of anything. There are all kinds of cases of that not working out well. But that's an interesting one because Governor Abbott really campaigned heavily for bail reform and to get it on the ballot, mostly in the Houston area. But I don't recall him ever really campaigning for anything quite as vigorously as he did for bail reform. It is interesting, and I think it's one of the arguments about crime in Texas is recidivism, repeat criminals, and how are we letting these violent criminals out when they should be behind bars? Why are we allowing them to post bail they are trouble for the local communities.
And I know, Chris, you know this, I think we all do, when you get in there and you read these, be very careful in reading them, because a lot of times you'll go in there and you'll think, I'm against this, so I'm going to vote no, but you vote no and you're actually voting yes, right? It's real tricky the way they word some of these.
Yes, and you probably get tired of reading ad valorem taxation because a big chunk of the middle propositions all have to do with homestead exemption, ad valorem tax prohibition for elderly and disabled. There is one interesting one about providing tax breaks for those who volunteer property for the border wall.
That was 17. That was kind of interesting.
I didn't see that one. That's right down at the bottom. All right, Chris.
Last
people
one.
Kind of tired at that point.
Yeah, they've read so much. They're falling asleep.
KRLD's Chris Fox with us in Austin. Chris, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Today's election day. And a lot of people may not even be aware of it. I don't think voter turnout is expected to be too high on this one.
No. That's including my neighbor who just texted me, said, hey, where do I vote? Austin City Hall. I said, have you ever voted before? He says, well, I'll just do it tomorrow then, I guess. I said, you idiot. You realize this isn't early voting. This is election day. Well, then what do I do? I don't know. Find a polling place.
Find a polling place.
Not that hard.
Dean, should we really have been surprised? Going into last night's game against the Cowboys, dating back 17 years, the Arizona Cardinals had won 7 of the last 8 meetings between the two teams.
Here's something even better for you, okay? They have played 14 Monday Night Football games on the road, and they've lost 10 of them. They've only beaten a team 4 times.
On the road, on
the
Monday
road,
Night Football.
All 4 have been the Dallas
all
Cowboys.
All 4, yep. That's right. And now it's 8 of 9 overall. That they've beaten the Cowboys.
And they've never been good. I've never remembered the Cardinals being really good.
How has this happened? Every other team in the league beats the Cardinals like a drum.
Yeah.
Cowboys can't beat them. Last night at AT&T Stadium, the Cardinals continued their inexplicable domination with a 27-17 win. And boy, where to start. Cowboys get the opening kickoff, drive right down the field, only to stall out at the 4-yard line. Actually went for it on 4th and goal from the 4. Instead of taking the field goal and putting points on the board, and of course they didn't get it, and they turned it over on downs. Cardinals said, thank you very much, went right down the field and did score. Then they scored again. So it's 10-0 Cardinals now, when things looked like they might finally be turning the Cowboys' way.
It's just going to take one play for the Cowboys to snap out of this and get back in it. Punt is blocked. It is picked up at the 15 and loose in the end zone, and Marshawn Nyland will cover it for a touchdown.
There you go. A blocked punt, special teams touchdown. Now it's 10-7, about halfway through the second quarter, so you've got all the momentum. If you hold them now, you get the ball back, maybe tie it up or take the lead before the half. Well, that didn't happen. Cardinals responded by driving 74 yards down the field in 11 plays, to take a 17-7 halftime lead. And then on the opening drive of the second half, they drove 74 yards in 3 plays. And that was it. Afterwards, Jerry Jones, old Jerry, he's been talking about making a trade to put the Cowboys over the top. He was asked how disappointing this was.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Disappointing for, obviously, for our fans. Thought we would play better than this. We just came out. They had a good game plan. Cardinals did. Very disappointing. About all I can say about it.
Troy Aikman said that maybe you should consider not making a trade now. Does this change your opinion at all?
Again, I hear opinions, and you can rest assured that at least through my mind that all those considerations are there. It was there before this game. It was there when we started the season about whether you make a trade or not. But what's got this on point is tomorrow's our trade deadline. And we've either got to or get off the pot by tomorrow afternoon.
Do you expect a number of changes at the bye week for you guys?
I realize we have a bye. As far as numbers of changes, when you say personnel, you're limited on what you can change. To some degree, we've got an opportunity because we've got a trading deadline to look at possible trades. We'll look at that in light of everything that we've looked at since training camp, since right now. We'll sit down here and see what tomorrow brings, and tomorrow does include tonight, for sure.
Now, you heard that reporter mention Troy Aikman's comment during the game that maybe the Cowboys don't need to be making any trades before the deadline because, come on, would it really make a difference? Afterwards, Troy elaborated on that.
Where does tonight leave you as it relates to the Cowboys?
Well, it's not a good football team. I mean, Bill Parcells once said, you are what your record says you are, and their record says they're not a very good football team, and average at best. And, you know, Brian Schottenheimer even alluded to that this week. But this is a big blow to this franchise and this team because, you know, they really felt coming into tonight, playing Arizona at home, they've played well at home, that they would win this game. They've got the bye coming up. Then they travel to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders, that they could kind of dig out of the hole that they had dug themselves. And I don't know what the trade announcement's going to be tomorrow, that Jerry Jones has announced that they've made one. But it's hard to imagine that guy, whoever it might be, is going to make a difference for this team. They're much further away than that. But that was all kind of predicated on being able to win this game and feel good about things as they go into the bye. But right now, there's not a lot to feel good about.
Well, that guy, and now we know who it is because they made the announcement this morning.
Yeah, it's Logan Wilson. He's a linebacker from Cincinnati. He's good. He is, since he's been in the league, 11 picks as a linebacker. He's made the Pro Bowl a couple of times. He wanted out of Cincinnati, and they gave up a seventh-round pick for him, so it's a good pick. It's not going to cost him anything. But if that's what you think is going to get you over the hump, no. He's going to be better than the linebackers you have, which isn't saying much.
You're trying to fix your defense, and you go and pick up a guy from the only defense in the league that might actually be worse than yours.
Yeah, and he hadn't been starting because I think they wanted to move him. He was a little upset with everything. But again, you're not starting on the worst defense in football, and then you're getting picked up by the second worst defense in football. That's not exciting for him. But so, I mean, the whole game to me was predicated by the offense not being any good, making those fourth down calls. I'm beginning to think that the offense is struggling because they realize they've got to be perfect.
There's so much pressure on them. Exactly. They've got to be perfect.
And I guarantee it is affecting Brian Schottenheimer's play calling. Because he's thinking, I've got to go for it. I can't not get, I mean, even right. if I get 3 points, that's like
not
a fail.
Enough. Well, they did that in Denver last week. They got three right to, you know.
And that probably changed his mindset. So it's ridiculous what this defense is causing this offense.
We're going to leave you with this. When the Cardinals scored that touchdown right before the half, the microphones down on the field picked up some of the chatter down in the end zone. All right, these are Cardinals players talking about shoving around the Cowboys defense.
Touchdown!
Just so effing easy.
It is, and that's the thing that's so disheartening, I think, as a Cowboy fan. You're looking at this defense, you know they've got to hear this chatter. You know that they are hearing everything people like you and I are saying about them, and every week they don't do anything. Brian Schottenheimer's talked about physicality and being tough. They have never shown any fight whatsoever in the last 4 or 5 weeks.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.